This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon.
Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds Style Up for Spring Sale. On now.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
October 31st, Halloween.
Last day of October.
Or is it Halloween?
What is Halloween?
Depends which side of the fence you sit on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine there is a fence between Lisa and I right now.
Mm-hmm.
You sit on the side of the fence that is, what are we even doing, guys?
What is it all about?
What's the point?
Why have we started this? When did we start this?
I sit on the side
of the fence. What's it about? What does it mean?
I'm loving this. This is great.
Hands
Halloween,
up if you're walking, praying out loud tonight in the proper sort of meaning of All Hallows Eve.
The Celtic meaning?
No.
That's what it originated. It was Celtic.
No, actually.
What do you mean it wasn't? Wasn't it?
It goes back further than that.
Where to?
Well, you tell me. You're the observer.
No, I only know it from.
I don't need to have the answers.
This is why This is why I love Halloween, right? And I was really excited to go to the shops and see it appearing in all the shops.
1980s movies. That's why you love Halloween,
well,
Goonie.
Actually, yes. Like, that's about as close to the mark as possible.
Right. When
I was growing up as a kid, it was all about those 1980s movies. And often when it was a scary sort of setting, it would often be set around Halloween.
Like, did you know it's meant to be a meat-free day? What'd you have for lunch today?
Steak.
Okay.
You know, I had a
fail.
With a side of steak. And there was a little bowl of short ribs to the left of that too. It was nice. A meat-free day?
Yes.
Is that why? Why was it a meat-free day?
Well, read your history of Halloween before you come knocking on my door.
Well, you don't know. So the reason why I really love Halloween and I embrace it is because I grew up watching all of those American movies and there was a lot of Halloween stuff in them. And I always used to look at it and go, wow, this is really awesome. You get to run around houses and knock on the doors and just go trick or treat and get lollies and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like a lot of fun. So when it started coming here in Australia, I was like, well, in a way, I've sort of grown up with this. So I'm pretty pumped about it.
It's a very dark day, Halloween.
Talk to me about it.
Well, there's really not time. It would take a long time to get into it. There's
so
pages
why is it that you
history.
Why is it that you aren't?
I guess
aren't
it's when I grew
it.
Up. I grew up at a different time. It was always a sort of a pagan festival that happened in America and other countries in the 1800s and earlier, and not something that we ever observed here. And then, as you said, with the whole Americanization of everything and seeming like an excuse to go around and get lollies.
Mm.
Not candy, lollies.
Oh, that's another. That is another thing that at some point is going to pop up on this show.
So it just it seems like a whole lot of nonsense to me. Not interested.
You don't like the Americanization of it as well? Is that?
Well, it's not even. I mean, it's not even American, really, to begin with. But it's not something that was ever here. And the only thing we seem to have embraced about it is the whole running around in a costume.
Yeah, the
since
good
stuff. Saturday night. I went to the bottle shop on Saturday night on my way somewhere. There were two zombies in front of me, grown men dressed as zombies. And it was like, mate, it's the 28th of October to begin with. Secondly, what are you doing?
Well, what about, well, okay.
Well, I don't mean to be a bar humbug party pooper person.
Oh, really?
But, you know.
Well, what about Christmas, right?
Well, I love Christmas. We're not talking about Christmas. Let's throw it open to Perth.
Okay.
What are you, yay or nay? On the whole Halloween caper. Are you trick or treating? What's going on?
After 4:30, Justin Hamilton will join us.
Yes.
To talk Stranger Things Season 2 on Netflix. Actually, this goes quite well considering
what
today
is. Perfect, really.
Yeah.
If we were in the Northern Hemisphere.
Oh, come on.
Well, there's another thing about Halloween. It actually marks the end of harvest season and beginning of winter or the darker half of the year. Booyah!
What is that?
Well, that's
what is
that?
Booyah? What is booyah?
That's called researching the facts.
Okay, Lisa is on the other side of this, as you can clearly hear.
Yes.
Booyah is her I got you word.
Yeah, I'm not going home for soul cakes and potato pancakes.
13:33:53. We want to go.
What
are
you meant to be eating?
Over to you, Perth. About Halloween, you know, you sit on the side of fence that Lisa does. It's like, what are we even doing, guys? Why is this happening?
Mm.
Or me. Let's just have some fun.
And lollies.
And lollies.
Are we asking Craig?
Yes, Craig in Baldavis.
Hello, Craig.
Hello, hey guys, how you doing?
You're up for it, aren't you?
Oh definitely. I'm up for most things, Liz.
Okay.
Yolty. So what's happening with you tonight, Craig?
Well, I'm on the way home from work to take my daughter, my little 8-year-old daughter. I've taken my 17-year-old, my 12-year-old, he's gone out with his mates, my 8-year-old now.
Yeah.
Right? She loves it. My daughter is just finishing her special effects makeup training. So she's home and she's gonna make my 8-year-old daughter looked the deadest kid in the street, which is awesome. Get out there and have some fun and join the kids and that sort of thing. Get
essentially
out.
What you're saying, Craig, is it's family time, it's educational, and it's exercise. I can't see anything but positives here, at least.
You've played right into Pete's hands. Are you dressing up, Craig?
Am I dressing up? Yeah, I dress up every year as the local suburb Bogan.
Halloween costume, I like that.
In fact, that's just what I wear every day. But but the good thing is with where we go, dads get it as well because every second house, somebody hands you a drink.
Oh wow.
It's like a local pub crawl as well.
You would have gone on with my dad. My dad used to, you know when you leave something out for Santa on Christmas Eve? My dad used to say, Santa likes a drambuie and some cashews.
Good on you, Craig. Have a good night.
Bye.
Pat in Port Kennedy, what side of the fence do you sit on?
I'm on Lisa's side.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm anti-Halloween.
Now, why?
Well, I just don't get it. It's sort of...
My thing is, I was born and bred in Australia.
Yep.
Halloween is not Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Very un-Australian to do Halloween.
Very un-Australian.
But have you been at all swayed by Craig? Apparently there's drinks.
Well, I mean, he can come around and bring a few. I'll have to be with him.
I was going to say, mate.
You're not doing trick or treat.
No. The odd beer is very, very Australian.
Oh.
It's damn straight it is.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. Gillian in Connolly, last one here. What do you reckon?
We love it.
You love it?
Yep.
Why
is it? Taking the kids out tonight?
So we go to Iluka and they've got a big community event on kids. Absolutely love it. So they get little tokens, they go around, they get lollies. It's brilliant. Great fun.
At least you said lollies, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Yeah, you're not candy.
Yeah, thank God.
Have you come around now, have you?
Well, there's drinks.
Thanks, Gillian.
Thank you.
See
you.
Bye.
All right, so there you go.
Oh, look, have a good time, whatever you do, just be safe and... don't knock on my door.
Can you say that without crossing your fingers?
Because I haven't. I'm off chocolate at the moment, so I can't get it for you.
Oh, that's the problem.
Because otherwise you'll end up with all the Turkish delights I'll have eaten the rest of the box.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly. This is Justin Hamilton, Talk and Telly.
And what have you been watching, Justin?
Well, I have really gotten into the new season of Stranger Things.
Yep, and done it.
It's
I have no willpower.
Oh, well, we'll get into that in a sec. By the way, this music.
Isn't it great?
It's on the money, isn't it?
It's really good.
I didn't
even hit skip intro.
No. No. That's so funny that you say that. I've got that in my notes. I don't do it either. I sit there. I just kind of enjoy it.
Yes.
I really enjoy seeing Winona Ryder's name
come up first. Good on you, Winona.
Oh, she's fantastic. I kind of think that one of the reasons that this was such a hit when it first came out was, I don't know about you, but I felt like it appeared out of thin air. And when does that happen?
Yeah, it did.
Totally did.
Normally you're being told in advance, you know, these shows are being made and when they'll come out.
Yeah.
And this just kind of appeared out of nowhere. But what I loved about it was it dropped on Netflix 4 days later. If you had somehow missed it, you must have been living in a bomb shelter with Elvis, Barnaby Joyce and the spirit of Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. Like, we were all across it, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
I just feel like this new series just nailed it. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoyed this one more than the first season. How'd you feel, Lise?
I loved it. Didn't lose any charm. I loved the characters. I loved just the very subtle ways they've grown a bit older and wiser. Still adorable. And the subtle 80s part, it just does not hit you on the head with it.
It's
beautifully nostalgic in the way it just washes over you.
Oh, yeah. It's so wonderful. And look, I don't want to give too much of the synopsis away, though I'm guessing most fans have probably binged this to hell and back over the weekend.
Not yet for one, mate, so just be careful.
Well, I'll let you know, Pete. I had such a full-on weekend with so many things going on, and I don't even like binge-watching things, but I still managed to rip into 7 of them. Mm. So, you know.
You're like, so Pete, do better.
Oh, no, not at all. Like, you're a grown-up with kids, and I'm an idiot man-child, so I can find time at 2 in the morning. But it's set a year later, and we catch up with Mike, Dustin, Lucas and Will, and they're trying to get back into the normality of school life, and everything appears to be settling back into normal life. But the interesting thing is there are secrets that are being withheld. Like, for example, Will, who's played wonderfully this season by Noah Schnapp, he's still being monitored after his previous adventures.
Yeah.
And the scientist doing the test, who was Paul Reiser. I was so excited to see Paul Reiser.
Oh, wow.
I didn't recognise him at first.
Oh, I was mad about him at the time.
Yes.
And I'm still mad about him, and he's great in this. We have some new kids as well, including someone called Mad Max, who was dominating the arcade game Dig Dug, and there's a new bully at the school called Billy to look out for.
Yep.
Did you have a favourite character for the season?
You know what? I loved Steve.
I did too.
There's something about Steve, especially with his little helping of Dustin.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't cope.
I know.
Like, and you know what? Like, He's still the knob that he was in the first season, but he's obviously learned things, and he's a better dude from the last season.
He is.
I'm so rapt. I was right into Steve. I was just enjoying all the moments with him. Completely agree.
This is too good. For someone who hasn't seen it yet, this is just too good.
It's too much, isn't it, right? But that's the great thing. Like, all the characters are so recognisable, but they all seem slightly different from last season because, you know, they all saw Eleven seemingly die after she killed the Demogorgon, and, of course, that's going to have had an effect on her.
Yes.
And, I just think this is a really good series. It's full of twists and turns. Stranger Things 2, Netflix, all the episodes are ready to go. 2 thumbs acting like grown-ups while sleeping with the lights on.
He is our man about food, about town, and in this case, about wine, about town. Mr. Rob Broadfield joins us on the show again. Hello, mate.
Yes, very good. How are you?
About ready for bed, I think. Rob Broadfield. It was like the Oscars last night, the Good Food Guide Awards.
Yes. So it was a great night. The West Australian Good Food Guide Awards, we nominated, we gave out 14 awards in the process of also launching the Good Food Guide this year.
Yeah.
All the hospitality industry was there, and they just, chefs tend not to sort of dress particularly well. They all glammed up last night, the chefs and the restaurateurs. It was, I called it the Brownlows of the hospitality industry.
Well, nice.
It was fantastic. And there was a lot of good feeling and love in the room in the sense that, you know, we gave accolades and awards to some really worthy winners, especially in areas of best chef and best young chef and all that. And there was huge hips and rays and cheers and all that sort of stuff. So it was fantastic and a real fill-up for the industry too. A lot of people loved it. But boy, can they party.
Well, they are in the business of doing so. Now, Restaurant of the Year, Wildflower. I've heard amazing things. How long does it take one to get into Wildflower?
Oh, not that long. I mean, if you wanted to go on a Saturday night, you might have to wait 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But certainly Wednesday, Thursday, you know, a couple of days advance, I'm sure you get a seat, pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a week or something. So, yeah, it's very, very good, and obviously it's Restaurant of the Year good. But no, surprisingly, there's a little restaurant in Netherlands called Marumo, which has also made our top 50 last night. It's a Japanese restaurant.
Someone went there on the weekend that said to me this morning, I had the best meal I've ever had on Friday night, and I said, where? And he said, there.
Wow. Yeah.
And you can't get in there for 3 months. And
what?
The only way you can get a table, a booking there rather, is you have to go into an online thing at 10 a.m. on a particular day at the beginning of the month, and there's been people waiting years.
Good grief, it's harder than getting pink tickets. So, now listen, Margaret River. Hello, Margaret River. How many awards went down that way?
I mean, Margaret River's always had this thing about great food because the wineries, you know, injected a lot of money into their food offerings as a way of attracting people to the winery so they could sell wine.
Yeah.
And that was back in the day. And then all of a sudden it became very, very important to put great food on the table. And of course, chefs love Margaret River. So you get all these best talent coming from all over Australia. You know, they only work for lunch.
Mm.
Not the same restrictions as other restaurants. And they go surfing in the afternoon, all jokes aside.
Mm.
So you get this combination of great talent, great capital input from winery owners, especially the bigger ones, and a beautiful region. And you put it all together and it's what we've got today, which is really probably I would argue, the most serious food wine region in Australia now in terms of top-notch restaurants.
That's totally good, eh? That is good. A quick question about last night in particular. It's a room full of chefs, sommeliers, people like yourself. Who was cooking the meals for everybody? Because I would have to think that that would be probably the hardest crowd to please on a night like that when it comes to food and wine.
Exactly right. And look, Sean Marco, who's the executive chef at Crown Towers here, he felt that pressure keenly because he's cooking for the best chefs in Western Australia.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what, the Crown Towers crew, I mean, we sat down for quite a few weeks and negotiated the sort of menu that I wanted and the sort of menu that they could cook, and went back and well, it was all canapé food and quite substantial canapés. Anyway, they hit it out of the park, and everyone who was there, chefs included, went, yeah, wow, this is great.
Well done.
So 4 marks, yeah.
Could have got very confusing with pass the salt, chef. Thank you, chef. Hello, chef. How are you, chef?
We chef.
Oh, well, mate, Saturday in the West Weekend magazine,
yep.
That's where you can find it, top 50 restaurants and the winners, all magnificent and well worth a look in. Rob Broadfield, as always, thank you, mate. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon.
Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds. Style up for spring sale. On now.